This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Tom Thibodeau Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN. On this, an NFL conference championship weekend, I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
I'm blubbering.
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
That's a guy that you might swipe right on without seeing a picture.
And he used his beautiful announcer voice for that, too.
By the way, he sounds tremendous in the studio.
He really does. It resonates.
Best you've ever sounded, Don.
That's a quality microphone, quality studio. You guys are going to love it here, I'm telling you.
Can't wait. Now,
I can.
I promised a gift to the audience. Yesterday, everybody seemed to enjoy the wonderful remix of Sniff 'Em Dead that one of our listeners did. And by the way, I have the listener's name. He's on Instagram, the guy who made that, Robot Garcia. Big shout out to @RobotGarcia.
Now, is that his given name? That's curious.
I do not know if he was named Robot.
Interesting.
That's a good drop, too. So I, for some reason, Don, after that got made, I started thinking about the famous Jay-Z Kanye Paris beat, and I couldn't get out of my head, Sniff 'Em, Sniff 'Em, Sniff 'Em. Sniff 'Em Dead. So I did this for you today, Don.
You just love Tiger. Sniff 'Em. Sniff 'Em Dead. You guys just have a crush on Tiger. It's inhuman, it's unhealthy, and it's sick. Well, so I hope Tiger, on his own terms, decides, you know what? I'm done with golf, and then you're going to have nothing. Nothing. Sniff 'Em. Sniff 'Em. Sniff 'Em. Sniff 'Em Dead. Sniff 'Em. Sniff 'Em. Sniff 'Em. Sniff 'Em Dead. Sniff 'Em. Sniff 'Em. Sniff 'em dead. Sniff 'em. Sniff 'em. Sniff 'em. Sniff 'em dead. All of a sudden, not talking about how the Masters is the true star of television and how golf is so great because it's so difficult to master and how it's really so great I can walk and get exercise. No, you just love Tiger. Sniff 'em. Sniff 'em dead. Sniff 'em. Sniff 'em. Sniff 'em. Sniff 'em dead.
Don, my gift to you.
Wow. Easy.
Oh, that is so good, Peter. You got to put these on your album.
Well, that would be a tough one to clear. I just, for some reason, that beat, just every time I started thinking about it, Sniff 'Em, Sniff 'Em, Sniff 'Em, Sniff 'Em Dead. It was a beautiful moment. Well, guys, a lot to talk about today, and there's no better way to start a day than by giving you your NFL Championship Weekend TV announcer lineup.
Starting. Wow, early.
I'm coming in hot and heavy. Just like this weekend. It starts off on Sunday at 3 o'clock on Fox. They bring out the big boys for the big boys. I'm talking about the GOAT, Tom Brady and the Bucks against the real GOAT, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. You know who's on the call? Joe Buck.
You should be eating salad, you fat little jerk.
But Joe Buck, of course, is there with his trusty friend, Troy Aikman. On the sidelines, wait for it, we have Aaron Andrews and former ESPN employee, Tom Rinaldi.
Love it.
Now,
that's the A-team.
That's the A-team. And if for some reason, by the way, Rinaldi jumping right into the A-team. What a boss move. Big boss move. Now, you want to listen on the radio? You get stuck in the car somewhere? Well, you have Kevin Harlan.
The guy is drunk.
Along with Kurt Warner and Laura Oakman for that game. Now, that takes us to the primetime main event, or primetime adjacent, and that would be the AFC Championship game. Fresh off of clearing the concussion protocol, you have the man himself, Patrick Mahomes, and the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs hosting the two best friends that anybody could have, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, and the Buffalo Bills, 640 CBS. You know what that means. It's time for Jim Nance.
Hello, friends.
Joined by the $18 million man, Tony Romo.
Never touched him. That's a catch.
Now, again, they'll have double sideline duty. The great Tracy Wolfson. And, of course,
who?
Wait for it.
Who?
Evan Washburn.
The lobby is bustling. There is an energy here.
Perfect. Look forward to that. If you
nothing
end up,
makes a dessert better than a little vanilla.
Now, if you end up listening to that game on the radio, friend of the program, Ian Eagle.
No. Friend. But not friend of the program.
No, not a friend of the program.
Sorry. Friend of Michael and Don, Ian Eagle.
That's gotten ugly.
Tony Baselli and Ross Tucker. And that's it, because we're down to two football games.
That's it.
Now, these announcer designations, I don't know if Don feels the same way. How is it possible, of all the turnover in the booths that we've had, that Kurt Warner is not on an A-team somewhere? He is so great as an analyst. Have you ever listened to the games on the radio? He's phenomenal.
He's terrific.
No, he's terrific, maybe. It's
and
just...
he's a terrific guy and quite handsome.
Well, let's move along.
Boy, I made
let's...
Peter feel awkward. Can I give you one bit of ENN? Just one?
Sure.
Because I just saw it and I said, this is something Peter would like.
Sure.
So, Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News reveals that Sports Illustrated learned that some people in the Texan organization call Cal McNair, you ready for this? Wait
mm-hmm.
for it.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Boy.
Wow.
Ah.
So that might explain why everybody doesn't like him.
Now, is the reference that he just inherited everything as an idiot?
I have no idea what the reference is.
Or is it that he's fat?
I have no idea.
Which McNair is this?
Cal.
Hold on. Cal McNair. All right. I do not know if he was named Robot.
Well, I think they call him that because I think before big games, he does the fat guy in a little coat.
Is that what you think it is?
Yeah, I think that's that because – and the last time he did it was before that game against the Bills in the playoffs last year.
No, the really awkward part is a lot of people don't know this. The reason Watson wants to leave is because he was trying to get some sleep, and Cal McNair knocked on his door and was like, housekeeping, you want me for pillow? And Watson just did not find it funny.
Right.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
So I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
The guy they hired from the Patriots?
Yeah.
Casario, is he David Spade in this?
Yes.
No, wow. I have a picture of Cal here. He doesn't look enormous.
Uh-oh. He's
not a norm.
No, not at all. He's like he's big guy, but he's not enormous.
Does this make me look fat? No, your face does.
It's perfect. That movie's perfect.
And, you know, Black Sheep's not bad, but Black Sheep's almost like Godfather 3. You can't follow a classic like Tommy Boy.
Well, it shouldn't be thought of as like Godfather 3. Black Sheep is really close. It's not Tommy Boy. Tommy Boy is flawless, but it's close. It's very good. All right, well, Patrick Mahomes has been cleared.
Cleared.
He's ready to go, as if there was ever any real doubt. This is one of those moments where, like, I'm not saying I don't trust the NFL concussion protocol.
I think you are,
but I'm saying in this case, guys, he was going to play. He would have had to have been, and I mean, he was very out on his feet when that moment happened. But I there was no question he was going to find a way to play.
But it's interesting because you see so many stories about guys who suffer concussions and then they have long-term effects from it, right? And then some guys bounce back immediately. So you're never going to really be able to call them on it. But remember this if God forbid, some episodes happen later on in his life.
Antonio Brown ruled out against the Packers.
Want to change your pick, Michael?
Can I change my pick?
Well, don't laugh it off. It's nothing to sniff at.
And also didn't just break either.
I don't care. They're going to win the game.
Oh, they're going to win. Not even cover. They're going to win.
Yeah. It's you know who the quarterback is, right, Don?
Why don't you sniff him?
It's Tom Brady.
I think you're kind of like Tiger when it comes to Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is a special person.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Sniff him.
Sniff him dead.
Can I just get the beginning of it one more time, Anthony? Just the beginning, not the whole verse.
You just
anything.
Love Tiger. Sniff him. Sniff him dead. You guys, Michael, you just have a crush on
apply
Tiger.
Apply this to your love of Tom Brady.
It's unhealthy and it's sick. Well, so I hope Tiger, on his own terms, decides, you know what? I'm done with golf, and then you're going to have nothing. Nothing. Sniff him. Sniff him. Sniff him. Sniff him dead. Sniff him. Sniff him. Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
We just got to have that as a drop.
Just a quick one? Just a sniff
just a
him.
Quick sniff him. Sniff him dead.
With the music?
Though. Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right, Anthony, I'll work on that. Trust me. So, Michael, you brought it up. This was your story. Kevin Durant on Instagram. Eitan Thomas sparked conversation on Instagram with a post about Charles Barkley's recent comment that the NBA players deserve deferential treatment when it comes to COVID-19 because of how much they pay back in taxes. Kevin Durant commented on the picture. I would say he let his feelings be known. I don't know why they still ask for this idiot's opinion. And then he also chimed in on a video of Shaq talking to Donovan Mitchell, and we're going to play that for you, in which he responded, "Them old heads need to go enjoy retirement. These boys have coaches they work with every day, LOL." Let's hear the conversation between Shaq and Donovan Mitchell that KD was referring to.
Spider, this is Shaq. I said tonight that you are one of my favorite players, but you don't have what it takes to get to the next level. I said it on purpose. I wanted you to hear it. What do you have to say about that?
All right. That's it.
That's it?
All right. That's it.
Okay, cool.
I mean,
I wanted you to hear it.
I've been hearing, well, Shaq, I've been hearing that since my rookie year. You know, I'm just going to get better and do what I do.
Good.
At the end of the day.
Well, that's what I wanted you to hear you say. Yes, love sir. Your game, brother. Keep it up.
Appreciate it.
Listen, the reason that show is must watch is because you never know what they're going to say. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I think a guy like Durant says that they should, you know, why do they care? Because Shaq and Charles aren't kissing anybody's butt. They might say outrageous things, but they are not kissing the butt of the great players. And the great players today want their butt kissed by everybody. By everybody. And if you happen to say something negative about them, well, then you have to go off the pasture. That's not fair for Kevin Durant to say that. And, I mean, Shaq has some rings, okay? Shaq has 4 rings. Charles doesn't have one, but he was on the Dream Team, one of the top 50 players, has a gold medal, pretty darn good player. And Charles did not have the luxury that Kevin Durant has of picking up and going and joining the Chicago Bulls so he could get rings with Michael Jordan. When Kevin Durant wins one with the Brooklyn Nets, it'll be a different story. He didn't win one with Oklahoma City, which was Charles's Philadelphia 76ers.
I mean, Shaq
he had to
did.
Pick up and go to the Golden State Warriors to get his ring. So don't be down in Charles Barkley as a player. Guy's a great player, and I want to see him on TV. I don't want to see him put out the pasture. I think it's rude and wrong for them to say.
Well, Charles' comment was very stupid.
Well, that specifically. But Charles has been ripping days off and stuff like that. The stuff about the vaccine, that's dumb. But he just didn't say it to that. He said overall.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's hear an exchange earlier this year between Chuck, Charles Barkley, and Kevin Durant. That was a little weird.
Right. You know, Kevin, talk about you coming back for the playoffs last year. So you really just been working on your game, trying to get back your timing and conditioning, really, to be honest, correct?
Yeah.
Hey, but Michael's absolutely right. That show works because they're so honest. So what... So what are they then supposed to do? Is just when they interview these players, just be frauds and not stick by their convictions?
These players want you to genuflect to them, and the whole world does. Charles is irreverent, doesn't care.
Yeah.
Shaq is irreverent. He's made more money off the court than he's made on it. Doesn't care. But these guys want you to – that's what they want.
Well,
that's what angers them.
Because that's what usually happens, right? That's usually how they're handled by the local broadcast. That's kind of how they're handled by the media. Remember, let's not forget, Kevin Durant was a guy that was able to get a headline changed, you know, in Oklahoma City. So they're used to kind of having their own way. But that show works, I think, more than any other halftime, pregame, or postgame show. Because they're not kissing Fanny, and they're being completely honest, and they come from a place where, you know what? They played in huge games. They know the league. They know what they're talking about. These players got to grow up.
I have mixed feelings on it.
Well, how can it be mixed? There's right and there's wrong. Why be mixed about it? Michael and I are right.
And everything else is wrong. That's a strong.
But honestly, what's the mixed feeling about?
I got to tell you, Shaq's comment to Donovan Mitchell was poorly worded.
It wasn't greatly worded.
He did not say, Donovan Mitchell, I love your game, but you're not doing the work you need to do to get to the next level. He just said, you're never going to get to the next level. He didn't say, you're never going to get to the next level if you don't do blank. He just said, you're never going to get to the next level.
See, the problem that I have is he's saying, I said this. What do you think about me saying that? You're kind of making yourself the story.
Well, I think he's trying to be honest. He doesn't want to say that he was talking about his back.
See, that's the way I took it. You could say that it was worded wrong or whatever. Nobody's going to mistake Shaq as being, you know, George Plimpton as far as a broadcaster is concerned. But he at least, I think, was, hey, I'm bashing you when you're not here. I feel an obligation that I got to say it to your face. That's what I took from it. But you don't think the players are babies when it comes to you can't criticize them?
No. Players are definitely sensitive, and I think it's always been like that to some degree.
It's worse
but maybe
now,
worse
Peter.
Now.
I'm telling you, just being in rooms, being in club is worse. It's worse.
Yeah, not just basketball players. I just
Every
think athletes
sport.
In general.
It's you cannot. That's why homers are loved, and people that are right down the middle are looked at as negative.
Hey, I think that's the exact. You know, when we talk about the whole John Sterling, Michael Kay conversation with the CC Sabathia, is a perfect example of that. They don't want to hear any negative.
Well, there's going to be some negatives said about KD today because he is sitting out tonight's game against Cleveland. He'll be back tomorrow to play Miami, but they don't want him playing in a back-to-back. It's being officially referred to as related to the Achilles injury rehab. But what it appears to be here, guys, is load management. The timing of this one stinks because you would think, can we get these guys together for five games straight and see if we can start to gel a little bit? At the same time, one of the upsides of having a team that's completely loaded this way is once they are gelling, that you can have one guy take a night off and you're still in great shape.
But they're not exactly loaded, Peter.
True.
Because they don't have a long rotation. That's why he had to play 50 minutes in a double overtime loss.
True.
But that's precisely why I don't kill them for doing it today, right? It's not a short turnaround. It was like one day off. He played 50-plus minutes in the first game. He is coming off a catastrophic injury that was probably – it was probably one of those scheduled days off like when the season started. And especially, maybe it just came down, hey, when you play a lot of minutes, double overtime, we're going to give you a rest. I kind of get that. So
but this
I,
is the one
I
time you can avoid it, though, Don, because they're playing two games in 3 days in the same city. So there was no air time. There was no flight. There was no going from hotel. I mean, you stayed in your hotel. So, I mean, he can't be that. Again, the 50 minutes, I think, is a caveat. I get it, but...
Yeah, I think more than anything else, it's the 50 minutes.
Well, we'll see Kyrie and Jim together.
Yep.
On Yes Tonight. Pre-game's at 7, 7:30 game time.
That's right, game 7:30 on Yes Tonight. And also then late tonight, after that game, you can flip over and watch the Knicks, who are on the West Coast, trying to go for back-to-back wins.
Can I give you a quick story that's a little, you know, we'll all hold our breath and... cross our fingers, Ken Davidoff, the fine columnist from the Post, with the passing of Hank Aaron, texted Davey Johnson, who was on those Braves teams with Hank. Davey texted him back. He said, I can't talk right now. I loved Hank, but I have COVID-19 and I'm in the hospital trying to beat it.
Mm.
So Jay Horowitz, Mets PR fame said, thinking of Davey Johnson, who was in a Florida hospital bed battling COVID. His leadership, determination, and spirit led the Mets to the 1986 championship. No one will battle COVID like him. We are all pulling for you, Davey. So cross your fingers, everybody, because Davey's a guy in his 70s, and getting COVID has already put him in the hospital. Let's hope for the best.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the NFL for a moment.
Shall we?
Incarcerated Bob has weighed in with his pick.
Okay. This is big because he's money.
I think he's in lockstep with RJ. Packers, Bucks over 51.5.
Hey, get them in now, boys, because next year we're not playing these little reindeer games with your overs and your unders in the first quarter garbage. You guys want to play with us, you play with our picks, and you play with our spreads, okay? Love you, but get it out of your system now, because next year this ain't happening.
Wait, why? But why?
I'm telling you why. Because if you're playing, because we don't do that. Am I allowed to pick the over in the first quarter?
Yeah, but they don't have to. They're not part of our contest.
No, but they are now. I see them. Jarv's got them part. I want them to be part of it.
Wait a minute. RJ Bell is on the show to be part of what we do. He shouldn't be picking over under.
That's what I'm saying. So if RJ's coming back next year, if Bob's going to be a part of this, and I hope he is because I love the guy, he's got to play our reindeer games, not theirs.
No over unders.
Am I wrong, Michael?
No, I couldn't be. If you were in front of me, I'd hug you right now.
The reason I'm going the other way with it is
because you're that guy today. Let's be honest.
That's because they're giving people as they see it, the best opportunity to win money.
Well, then you know what? Then let's.
They're not in the contest. I have a question.
If they come in last place, who's going to commit the first penalty of the game? We'll do that.
All right. So real quick. So if they come in last place in our contest, are they supposed to be punished? They're not in our contest.
But they're part of what we do. Okay, we have our own little contest here, but we've now allowed
them into
our
room. Have you ever thought about what the audience wants? Maybe the audience wants to make money.
Well, I'm not telling them.
Why don't you go pick up a phone, okay? Go pick up a phone.
I'm not telling them. Listen, Bob's got more followers than I do, okay? He could tweet out what he wants. If he wants to come on our air, call us and tell us his picks about that. He's more than welcome to. There's value to it. He knows what he's doing. But as far as like being on the little Jarv scoreboard and going up against our, I don't understand why we have those guys playing their little thing and then we're going up against the normal spreads. And none of this, I'm taking the 49ers at 2.5, but Michael's got them at 3.5 because ours on Thursday and Friday. Stop.
If you're blessed enough to get on the Jarv scoreboard, you got to play the game.
That's right. That's all we're asking.
Now, here's the play-by-play from, I know, Michael, this bothered you. Last night at the Warriors-Knicks game, Draymond was tossed, got his second tee for yelling at his own teammate. Here's the call from the Warriors radio guys, 95.7 The Game in the Bay.
Randle on the jog and a technical foul, and Draymond Green has been tossed.
He was yelling at Wiseman.
Draymond saying, hey, I was yelling it at Wiseman, not the official. That's what all the Warriors are saying. But John Butler, the young official, teed him up and threw him out.
Come on.
How is that not overturned?
Well, they did rescind the technical as far as the accumulation for a possible suspension.
But sorry, doesn't fix the lamp.
No, but he's still thrown out of the game.
I'm not defending it. They still threw him out of the game, which is the most important thing, but the technical was taken off the board.
They have not had great officiating this year so far in the NBA. Very tired, sketchy.
And, guys, it is going down tomorrow night on ESPN Plus pay-per-view, the non-title lightweight rematch between McGregor and Poirier, UFC 257. Weight was made. McGregor 22-4, 155 pounds. Poirier 26-6, 156. Michael told the story earlier of their reindeer games at the press conference, which was pretty funny. But this should be a pretty entertaining fight. And of course, Conor McGregor hoping to get set for a title fight after this. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. In his last fight against Cowboy Cerrone, he was absolutely awesome. That'll do it for ENN on this Friday, and after this, we can talk some more, Hank, and take more calls and talk about the great Home Run King.
And I will talk to you guys on Monday.
Well, you got to turn to 10:50 at 7 o'clock if you'd like to hear Don do play-by-play of the Rangers tonight. This is his first play-by-play in a long time, right, Donnie?
Well, first Ranger game since March 7th. First game of any kind since August.
Right. Outstanding. Have a good call. I'm just curious, Peter, the ESPN Plus, so I gladly pay for Disney Plus. My kids devour it. Does that get me ESPN Plus too?
Disney Plus?
Yeah. It doesn't.
There's a bundle you can get, but it doesn't just come with it inherently. I know. Yeah, it's going to be hard. Maybe you can get a loan for this.
All right, so 1-800-919-3776. Congratulations to Steve Kolditz from Carteret, New Jersey. He got ESPN Plus for a month and the code to watch the fight. I think we've got one more to give away. Do we,
sure
Andrew?
Do.
Yes, one more to give away. So we'll do that. When we come back, take phone calls. Michael Kasho on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. Also, the kind of service you get. Good thing GEICO's been perfecting both for over 75 years. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.